For the second day in a row, hundreds of workers at the Smithfield Packing Company plant in Tar Heel, North Carolina, are off the job. Smithfield is the largest hog processor in the world. Most of the workers taking part in the walkout are Hispanic. They're complaining about recent firings and what they say are unfair working conditions. From North Carolina Public Radio, Leonita Inge reports.
More than 5,000 people work at the Smithfield Hog Processing Plant in Tar Heel. About half of them are Hispanic. In the past week, Smithfield has fired close to 40 Hispanic workers, a move workers say sparked the walkout. Smithfield spokesman Dennis Pittman says the company fired workers because their Social Security numbers did not match their names and workers weren't able to resolve the discrepancy. And he says there could be more firings. But Pittman says he thinks the walkout has more to do with the movement to unionize workers than the firings.
This has nothing to do with what's taken place from a Social Security standpoint. This is simply a ploy by the UFCW to use an unfortunate situation to try to force a union on people who have twice voted not to have a union.
Union elections were held at Smithfield in 1994 and in 1997. The push for a union failed, but organizers accused the company of illegally intimidating and firing workers to influence the vote. Smithfield was later cited for numerous violations by the National Labor Relations Board. Jean Bruskin is the Smithfield campaign coordinator for the United Food and Commercial Workers Union.
The bigger picture here is that the workers want a voice. There are immediate issues, these firings that they want to address, but it's part of a long train of abuses.
Workers have said these abuses range from being humiliated and talked down to by managers to being fired after reporting a job-related injury. For NPR News, I'm Leonita Inge in Durham, North Carolina.